Over the Easter season, church leaders in Nigeria have been calling on Christians of all denominations to pray for peace ahead of upcoming elections. Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo has put security forces on high alert this week ahead of elections for state governors and legislators scheduled for Saturday the 14th, with voting for the President and the National Assembly due to take place the following week. These polls should represent the country's first transition from one elected leader to another since independence in 1960. Yet clashes between supporters of the many different candidates have left dozens dead in recent months, while church and civil society groups have voiced concerns over poor preparation for the voting and signs of government interference which has marred previous elections.
Corruption is a problem, and we are trying our best to ensure it's a thing of the past.
Archbishop Ignatius Ayu Kaigama heads the Diocese of Jos in northern Nigeria.
The President Obasanjo has instituted social reform programs to do away with corruption. It's not an easy battle, but the fact is that it has started, and there is a spreading consciousness that corruption is evil, is criminal, and I think by God's grace, we hope to develop a culture where people are able to consider the common good and work selflessly towards ensuring common good for all.
How closely do you think the government is listening to the voice of the church over many of these issues? Are they high on the political agenda?
We speak, we talk, and at least that is one good thing about the Catholic bishops in Nigeria. We are not afraid to say what we want to say. We look critically around, see things objectively, and we bring out communiques and for the consumption of the people. Like in my archdiocese, I've written a pastoral letter on good governance. I have that booklet in the hands of every Catholic. Say, look, know your rights, know your duties, know your obligations. So we continue to do those little things. Hopefully one day things will get better, and the politicians will listen to us, and they will focus more on the common good and good governance, and they will work selflessly in service of the poor. This is our hope and desire.
The Bishops' Conference as a whole has issued a statement about the forthcoming elections, hasn't it, calling for free and fair voting. Are you concerned that this will not really be a very representative vote?
We are concerned. We keep our fingers crossed. We keep praying and hoping the best will come. But definitely you have some money bags who are bent on using their huge financial resources to influence the voting, and you can't rule out rigging, you can't rule out many things. But we have been telling our people to open their eyes, to go out and vote, and stick around. We have monitors that have been prepared, election monitors. I think the number up to 30,000 that the Catholic Church is preparing to go around and ensure that things are done decently. This time around, we hope and pray that things will be done decently.
You've asked people to pray for peace, haven't you, around these elections? I mean, are you worried about the possibility of violence?
You can't exclude the possibility of violence at such times, because for many politicians, it's a do or die matter. Election is access to political power. When you capture political power in many countries of Africa, you have access to all the wealth, and you can do what you want to do with the wealth. And this is very unfortunate. Rather than see power as an instrument of service to the poor, the common good, and so on, it's meant for personal consumption and lavish lifestyle. We are worried, but as I said, we are optimistic. Nigerians are very resilient people who are always willing to start all over again. And life is a series of beginnings. So we will do these elections, and if it doesn't work, we try another one, and hopefully one day somehow we'll get somewhere.
The country at the last elections showed steps towards democracy. There was a new constitution, wasn't there, adopted in 1999. Do you believe the country really is moving towards greater political stability and greater participation of civil society?
Yes, our President Obasanjo has good ideas, good reform programs, and how I wish the people around him had shared the same desire and enthusiasm. He as a person is willing to give the best to Nigeria, but there are many who don't share that vision with him. But all the same, we keep struggling, and we just hope that these elections that would come will pave the way for greater stability, like the courts have demonstrated recently that they can be relied upon, because people went to court who were aggrieved, like the vice president went to court because he was being threatened with expulsion from party and from contesting. He went to court, and I think he was successful. So it shows the courts can be depended upon. When people feel aggrieved and molested and whatever, they can go to court. So there are glimpses of hope, and we hope there is great light at the end of the tunnel.
On a slightly different note, you've been a key figure, haven't you, working for peace between Christians and Muslims in your area.
We thank God that we have been able to work together with the Muslims, and the dividends are there. People, you know, appreciate that our efforts are paying off. I am the chairman of the Interreligious Council for Peace and Harmony in Plateau State. I was appointed by government because of my role in the, you know, promotion of peace and harmony. I chair that council. Also, I'm the chairman of the Reconciliation Committee of the different ethnic groups that have had crises and so on. So our little efforts are being appreciated, and I think people know we mean well. And the Danish cartoon publication in my archdiocese, I moved quickly with the Muslims. We met in the mosque. We decided we would tell our people to calm down. And when the Pope made a pronouncement in Germany in one of his lectures, they also felt that they were not being well represented. And so we moved in again, and somehow we have developed a working relationship, especially with the Emir of Wase, Alhaji Haruna Abdullahi, who is very good, and we meet quite often. And when I have problems he has, we can talk to each other on the phone. So it's we are succeeding, and by the grace of God, we hope that non-violent means will be used in place of violence whenever there are differences between Muslims and Christians.
My thanks there to Archbishop Ignatius Ayau Kaigama of the Diocese of Jos in northern Nigeria.